Okay, well, welcome to the Monday night, Hashkafa Chabura. Last year, some boys, really Madrichim on the Kollel, had asked me to speak about Hashkafic topics each week. So hopefully with Hashem's help, maybe this year also Monday night, 10:30, is the time that we'll get together to maybe speak about some Hashkafic topics. So it's very much on my mind. Last night I happened to have attended this concert. I was not planning on attending the concert. I had zero interest in attending the concert originally. And my daughter had expressed interest in going, and my wife told me that I have to be a good father and I have to take my daughter to the concert. Okay, it was vacation. Obviously, I like music. I was a little bit interested to know what this whole Yishai Rebo phenomenon was about. Why are there 12,000, 15,000, 18,000, 20,000, depends who you believe. Why are there so many people who want to go listen to this gentleman play music in Madison Square Garden? Why are people going to go? And I must admit that I was extremely moved. I was extremely moved by the concert. Many people there were trying to connect to the words of the song and trying to think about the words of the songs. Every single song that Yishai Rebo sings and writes are all about his Hiskarvus Lashem. Every single song is about getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I read up on the internet. I was so interested. I was so moved by the thing last night. I just read up a little bit. Apparently, he says that when he was 14 years old, he had written like 100 songs by the time he was 14. And when he was 14 years old, he decided that every song that he writes is going to be about his Hiskarvus Lashem. He's not going to write about anything else. He's going to write about his Hiskarvus Lashem. He starts off the concert saying, Hashem Sfasai Tiftachu Fiyagid Tilosach. It's a very different kind of a concert, of a Jewish music concert, than what I thought a Jewish music concert is. And I've been to some other Jewish music concerts. I've never been to anything like this. This is completely different. And it speaks about a genre of music and a genre of people that are really trying to use music as a way to connect to the Jewish people and as a way to connect to Hashem. Again, I don't want to talk about Yishai Rebo as an individual. I don't know him. I've had a few interactions with him, but I don't want to talk about him as an individual. I want to talk about what this movement is speaking about and what it's driving at in its best form. In its best form. I have no idea what his personal ambitions are. I'm just saying he's not like one of these music people that's running and jumping around the stage like you see Jewish music people trying to imitate secular people, and there's nothing godlier. There's no godly connection at all. He's very humble when he sings, and he just wants to try to inspire people to sing with him and to think about the words that they're singing. Now, again, I'm obviously mindful of the words of my son-in-law, who quoted Rav Aaron Lopiansky, and we already established that Rav Aaron Lopiansky never said this, but my son-in-law thinks this way. One has to deal with the issue that, you know, many times it is accurate to say that many times the only thing that a good kumzitz inspires is another kumzitz. That's my son-in-law's line. The only thing he said, it's Rav Lopiansky. I asked Rav Lopiansky about it. He said he never said it, but whatever, my son-in-law says he did say it. Okay, whatever it is. But either way, you know, we have to be careful about that. Very nice. You had a nice, inspiring evening. What's that going to translate into you for tomorrow morning? Is your davening going to be better tomorrow morning because you went to the concert? So first of all, maybe yes. Maybe if you're connected, maybe if you're with 15,000 people all connecting and singing together, and so maybe, hopefully, yes, your davening will be better tomorrow morning. But I want to focus really on a different aspect of it. If your davening's great, then it was worth it just for that. I found myself very emotional during the concert, seeing, again, obviously, of the 15,000, I'm not going to say every Jew that went there, you know, went there l'shem shamayim. You know, some of them probably just wanted a nice good night out with their wives. You know, people just wanted a nice night out, you know, dinner in the city and a nice show with Jewish music. Some people are in that category. But I don't think you get 15,000 people to come just for that. You don't. There's, people see that there's something sincere here. There's something real here. People are searching, and there's something to being a member of a large group of Barov Am, of a lot of people all connecting with something deep inside them, a neshama that's yearning for his Kavos Lashem. Now, how does this translate to everybody else on this call? What am I driving at? Why am I talking to you about this? I'm talking to you about this because one of the themes of Chodesh Elul that I'm not sure gets spoken about enough is the importance of the Chevra of Am Yisrael, the importance of worrying about the spiritual drive of somebody else. I think a lot of times in Elul, we get so caught up with our own spiritual quest, rightfully so. We have to worry about our own spiritual quest. But last night, I was consumed with my own spiritual quest, Besoch Klal Yisrael, as I was singing the songs also, trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but doing it together with so many other people was a moving kind of experience that I really never, not to that level, ever really had before. I guess the people who go to the Siyum Mashas talk about saying Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba with 90,000 people. You know, singing Nafshi Chamda B'Tzel Yadecha with 10,000 people was extremely moving, was extremely emotional. And I think that, you know, look, song plays such an important role in the Yom HaMenorah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is so many songs that speak to people when you're in a big tzibur and you're singing together. We should be thinking about being part of Am Yisrael. You know, there's a beautiful... So this past summer, I had a charusa before davening. I don't see him on the call. But see, he bought me a gift afterwards, and it's one of my favorite... He must have known it's one of my favorite... Mefarshim, the Chasam Sofer, who talks about this all the time, about how important it is to worry about other people's Yiddishkeit, to be part of a chevra, to be part of a group that's worrying about Yiddishkeit, not just to be worried about your own Yiddishkeit. The Chasam Sofer was very, very famous for being so committed to worrying about everybody else's Yiddishkeit. He says there on the pasuk, "Va'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem." You want to be davek b'Hashem. You want to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then chayim kulchem hayom. If you want to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to imitate Hashem, then you have to see to it that everybody's alive. Not just that you're alive. I don't mean alive physically. I mean alive spiritually. What are we doing to make sure all of Klal Yisrael is alive spiritually? And I don't mean, I'm not talking about Kiruv now. I'm talking about you're in a yeshiva, you're in a community, you're in a shul. Do you feel, that's what I was feeling last night. Do you feel the spiritual yearnings of your friends? Are you mechazek? Are you mechazek the spiritual yearnings of your friends? V'atem advekim Hashem Elokeichem, you want to be davek b'Hashem. You know why Hashem created the world, says the Chasam Sofer. It's one of the opinions. Hashem created the world because He wanted to give. He wanted to help people. So if you want to be davek to Hashem, you want to imitate Hashem, chayim kol chayim ayom, then you have to make sure that everybody's chayim. You have to be like Hashem and worry about everybody. It's interesting. There's this beautiful sefer that I very much like to read all the time around Yom Narayim. You're probably familiar with it. It's called the Etzos Lizkos Bedin B'Yamim Anoraim. Definitely the world's all-time most interesting and, one might argue, presumptuous title of a Sefer in the history of Sefer titles. Eitzos Lizkos Bedin B'Yamim Anoraim. Advice on how to come out with a good judgment on the Yom Noraim. I was once sitting at a wedding and Rabbi Riskin saw me have the book. He looked at the book and he said, "Wow, that's quite a title." And he started reading the book. And I told him that I think that this chapter, which is maybe arguably, certainly one of my favorite chapters in the book, but think about it. Eitzos Lizkos Bedin. So what's chapter one? What's chapter one? Kol Amavir Al Midosa Mevirin Al Kol Pshav. If you're meichel on your friend, Hashem is going to be mochel you. If you try to get back together with your friend, Hashem will try to get back together with you also. That's chapter one. Chapter two, kol ha-merachim al-abrios, merachim in olav min ha-shamayim. Quote from the Gemara. Someone who's merachim on other people, they're going to be merachim on you. Okay, chapter three is more ben adon lamakom, and chapter four is ben adon lamakom, and then we get to chapter five, which is the chapter that I like to focus on, which is Rabim Tzrichim Lo. Rabim Tzrichim Lo. He quotes from Reb Yecheskel Abramsky, who quotes from the Altar of Kelm. Right? The Yerushalmi quotes, it's quoted by the Torah, that we get dressed up in fancy clothing of Hashem because we're betuchim sheyaslan kadosh baruch hu neis. We're betuchim that Hashem is going to deliver us. He's going to give us a good judgment. Well, what gives us the right to be betuchim that we're going to get a good judgment? What in the world does the Torah mean? So it says the Altar of Kelm, Klal Yisrael is batuach, that Hashem is going to deliver them. Each individual has no guarantee. But Klal Yisrael has guarantee. So the Altar of Kelm says that's why during these days of El, a person has to make himself part of Klal Yisrael. He has to be worried about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael betos klal batuach hu sheyetze zakai b'mishpat. Pasuk in Yiro says, Oz chalo asa kala, Hashem will never destroy Klal Yisrael. So his thesis in this sefer here is that the more a person, move up a sefer, kisvei asaba mikel. If a person wants to be zayche b'din, olav lios shayach la klal, v'sherabim yud tzrichim lo. You need to be an important part of your chevra. You're the guy who is always inquiring how everyone else is doing. You're the guy that's worried about other people's spiritual growth, like the Chasam Sofer stresses over and over and over again. Bein shiyedek lachem beruchnius, bein shiyedek lachem begashmius. Velo lichios rak chayi atzmo. He quotes also from Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein a very similar idea. We're going to read Parshas Nitzavim this Shabbos. Atem nitzavim hayom. Hayom is hayom, hayom, hayom. It says in Zohar that hayom, whenever you see hayom, is usually a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Hayom. Hayom. The day. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. You want to be nitzavim on hayom. You want to remain standing after the gzar did of Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem. Then you got to be part of Klal Yisrael. You got to worry about Klal Yisrael. You got to worry about the guy sitting at the table next to you. You got to worry about your roommate. You got to worry about your friend who maybe, especially if he's going through a difficult time. It's going on Rosh Hashanah. Im atem kulchem yachad azay atem nitzavim v'yicholim atem lamod bedin. Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein. Oh, and he adds himself. I didn't realize this is his own vart. Yeah, it's not his own vart. He didn't realize the Chasam Sofer said the same thing. He says slightly differently. V'atem adveikim Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom on Rosh Hashanah asbi kulchem. That's the last pasuk before the piyot hayom tamtzeinu on Rosh Hashanah, right? V'atem adveikim Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Yes, he takes it a little bit differently. Hayom meaning Rosh Hashanah. That if you want to be, if you'll be kulchem, so you'll be chayim hayom. Chaim Kolchem Hayom, you'll survive Rosh Hashanah if you're part of Kolchem. But the Chazon is just a way of imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the singing together is very powerful. The singing together on the Yom HaNoraim, on Rosh Hashanah, is very powerful. Everybody loves to go to shul and listen to the nigunim of Yamim Noraim. When we're singing, we should be thinking about not just ourselves. Yeah, of course we're going to think about ourselves, we're going to think about our parents. Maybe those of us who have spouses, we'll think about our spouses, we'll think about this coming year, but we should also think about the rest of Klal Yisrael. We should realize that there's a lot of people out there who we don't know. And again, this whole genre of people that go to Yishai Ribo concerts, this genre of people, I don't have much to do with these people. Although, mamish from last night, you know, it's a cliche. It's a cliche, but there was mamish from Chasidim to Medernisha to Yeshivish. It's like the neshama, the desire for the neshama to grow is not, it's not unique to modern Orthodoxy. It's not unique to where we grew up. And so I think we have to think during these times a little bit about being a little bit more outside of ourselves. It's a little bit of a paradox, right? You think ani ledodi vedodi li. It's ani. Ani ledodi vedodi li. It's me. But it's also v'atem advekem Hashem lokechem chayim kolchem. That's what the Rav Karlenstein suggests in the Sefer, that we're supposed to be, make ourselves part of the Tzibur. Every person here is part of a Tzibur. We had Rabbi Danishevsky. I'm only like 40 pages into his book. Rabbi Yaakov Danishevsky, he was a Madrich on Enti, so I call it a while. Anyway, he wrote this book, Attached, about connecting to Hashem through the ideas of psychology, but he basically says there that if a person's alone, it's the worst torture in the world for a person to be alone. That's why solitary confinement is the worst punishment. If you don't have anybody to share your tzaros with, and you don't have anybody to share your victories and your successes with, so what's it worth? So we all should try during these times not only to worry about our own growth and figure out where I need to improve and what Kabbalahs do I need to take upon myself for the next year, but how can I strengthen my chevra? How can I look out for members of my chevra that maybe are slipping away from my chevra? How can I reach out to them and tell them they're part of my chevra, that I care about them, the Rabban Tzvi Chimlo? And I want to say that I was so impressed last night because I think Yishai Ribo is someone who believes that his mission and goal in life is to try using the kochos that he has in music to connect as many people to the Ribbono Shlom as he can. And I'm sure he doesn't just want his concert to lead to more concerts, although he probably wants his concert to lead to more concerts, but he probably also wants his concert to lead to people having a better Shmoneh Esrei tomorrow, to being more connected to Klal Yisrael, to learning more Torah, to doing more chesed, to doing more mitzvahs. And hopefully we should all get chizuk from being together in yeshiva. I guess you have Musa Shmuz at night for being part of the Chevra. Many, many people on this call are not in yeshiva anymore, but you could, wherever you find yourself, to be Mechazek, to be part of a Chevra, to be part of the Chevra, to be part of the amazing, beautiful Chevra of Klal Yisrael is a tremendous privilege. We should, all of us and all of Klal Yisrael should be inscribed in the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifran Shel Tzadikim. We should be zeichet to uksiv achsima tov. If anybody has any thoughts, questions, pushback, it's always very much welcomed and accepted. Any thoughts, questions, pushback? I didn't say anything all that controversial, I guess. No thoughts, no ha'aras. Great to see all of you. Great to see all of you. It's even better to see you guys who I see your pictures. That's even better. Pictures mechazik. So everybody could take upon themselves to join with a picture. You could join even without a picture, but if you join with a picture, it's worth even more. We can connect even more. And I'm into connecting. Connecting is very important. I'm not going to sing a niggun with you over Zoom like Rabbi Kalish. I'm not going to sing a niggun. But anyway, great to see you. It should be a good convention here. Thank you for joining.